Welcome to Get Over It, the Consciousness Transforming Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. Folks, we've got a very interesting show today. Vasathi Kumar is going to be with us, and she's going to be talking about her book, Say It Out Loud, Using the Power of Your Voice to Listen to Your Deepest Thoughts and Courageously Pursue Your Dreams. You know, a lot of people journal, and that's great, and they do affirmations, and that's great as far as writing them. But once you give that power of the spoken word, you can really create miracles. So she's going to walk us through all of this in just a little bit. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you shift your consciousness, to break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you let go of the BS that is holding you back. But you guys know I always ask, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. A bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience supporting people to break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing cutting edge information that enables you to prosper and thrive. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I provide consultations and healings in all areas of life that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your very best life. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. Mm-hmm. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website. That's MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like and follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn. My guest today, Vasathi Kumar, is a life coach and licensed therapist with a myriad of in-person, print, televised, and social media experience. A first-generation Indian American growing up on Long Island and diagnosed with bipolar disorder at the age of 19, she learned to become extremely self-aware and take action to create the life she wanted for herself. She now lives in Austin, Texas, and you can check her out at her website. And I'm going to spell that for you. It's V as in Victor, A as in Sam, A V as in Victor, I K U M A R.com. Vasathi.com. Welcome, Vasathi.
What? Thank you for having me, Monique. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic.
Yeah, I love the fantastic. Absolutely love the book because I've been a very strong proponent of saying things out loud. I know journaling can be important, but I hate to journal. Yeah. And I have learned that if you speak it out loud, it gives a lot of oomph to what you are looking to create. So give us a little bit more detail on how you came to writing the book, Say It Out Loud.
I think it all just goes back to watching my dad when I was a kid. He would talk to himself out loud. He would celebrate himself out loud. And both my parents were quite vocal when it came to what they thought of us. My father would always praise us, and my sister and I. My mom was a little bit more critical of us, but my father always showed me by, you know, he would get ready and get ready in front of the mirror. And he would say out loud, you know, I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to sign these many new clients. You know, he's an immigrant from India. and he was starting his way back up from the bottom. So I saw from a young age that it wasn't weird to talk to yourselves out loud. I think my book goes a little deeper and is about responding back to the voices in your head. That came about as a result of me trying to understand my thoughts when I first got diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, you know, there's always critics out there that are just saying, you know, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. If you talk to yourself, then answer yourself, there's something wrong with you. What are your thoughts regarding that?
I mean, I obviously don't agree with any of that. I wouldn't have written a book, you know, but I think people who say that, they clearly don't know the power of tapping into the different energies and different parts of us, period. You know, like we are not just one dimensional. There are so many different parts to us, and each of the parts of us has unique wisdom and also has a voice to be heard. I think about it as the family within us, right? There's so many different members of our internal family, you know, that we have to give voice to. Otherwise, it's going to feel silenced. It's going to feel suppressed. And it, you know, and that's how addictions get formed. That's how codependent relationships get formed. You know, we start to seek outside of us what we really need to be giving to ourselves.
So if we just talk to ourselves in a positive way, that would take us a long way for our own self-healing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You talk in your book about, and this caught my attention, triggers and how to talk to your triggers out loud. So for those who are not clear, please explain what a trigger could possibly be, and then how talking to yourself out loud can help you smooth through that.
A trigger can be anything. It can be someone talking to you with a certain tone of voice. It can be, you know, someone feeling, you know, making you feel dismissed. Maybe someone cuts you off in traffic. It could be someone mispronouncing your name. It could be someone giving you the silent treatment. It could be anything. It could be anything that brings up something from the past that maybe has not been addressed. And so you're bothered by it. You're triggered by it here in this moment. So for example, when I was a kid, I felt very ostracized from my school because I was the only Indian in an all-white town. Okay. So that happened so long ago. That was pretty much my young adulthood. But now as an adult, I know better. However, there are times where I've walked into a room where there's not a single person of color and I'm immediately brought back to like seventh grade lunch period. Okay. So that's a great example of a trigger. Like nothing is happening right now, but because the situation feels so familiar to what we experienced in the past, we're transported back to the past. And in those moments, we can use self-talk to heal ourselves and soothe ourselves.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I grew up where I was the only Black kid in school and it was like 800 other students. And so I can completely identify. And then when you're called names or you're not accepted, it makes you feel like you're less than.
Yep, it sure does. And I'm just like, I have too much work to do on this planet. You know, God put me on this earth. I've gone through my own personal hell and back and I'm here and I'm alive. And so I don't have time to be triggered. And what I say that is, a lot of stuff can trigger us if we let it. And what I'm saying is you should allow your triggers to teach you what's going on inside of you. That doesn't mean you ignore it, but the more you allow yourself to get triggered rather than running from those uncomfortable emotions, sit with it and ask yourself, what's going on inside of me? And then those things that used to trigger you will stop triggering you after a while because you've given it some attention. You know what I mean? Positive attention.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely get it. You know, I talk a lot about belief systems in my work, and you talk about the importance of self-belief. Delve into that a little bit more for us, please.
Yeah, so for me, what we believe about ourselves is because we don't really know the truth of who we are. We're just carrying the beliefs of somebody that they put that on us, right? So I was told my whole life, you're too much, you're too much, you're too much. I don't actually think I'm too much. I actually think I'm vibrant and passionate, but you can see how if I were to continue to believe this belief, you're too much, as if it's a bad thing, how that might make me suppress my emotions, suppress my self-expression. So we get to determine by this process that I've laid out beautifully in my book, how to uncover these beliefs about ourselves. What do you tell yourself about yourself when you want to, and the best way to find out is to go try something new and look at your dialogue up until that. And even when you're there, you know, what are you saying to yourself? Are you saying to yourself, oh, you're going to suck. Oh, God, you're not good at this. Oh, okay. Well, like, you know, what is the inner dialogue? What are you saying to yourself? Because that's really what matters here. And we get to look at our beliefs by really addressing the things that we're saying to ourselves. And how can we really address it if we are in denial about it. So that's why you got to say it out loud, because once you say it and you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Well, not only that, it has a certain energy behind it, doesn't it? That even if you're just reading it, it's one thing, but if you speak it, the vibration changes.
Yes, exactly. Because words carry vibration, right? So you want to be able to speak to yourself in a way that it feels good in your body. I mean, I'm very sensitive to tone of voice because my mother was quite harsh growing up, and she'll openly admit that. So it's very important that we speak to ourselves in a way that actually motivates us to do the thing that we want to do rather than beat us down. Don't be such a, you know, jerk to yourself, basically.
Uh-huh. You know, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, more people weren't such jerks to themselves, maybe they would take more risks and not be so afraid of making a jerk out of yourself. Because the reason why we don't take risks is because we know how hard we are on ourselves, and we don't want to deal with that. So you got to be kinder to yourself.
Okay. Well, your book is Saying It Out Loud. So share with us 3 tips for getting comfortable with talking to ourselves, where we put out of our mind that somebody's going to think we're weird, crazy, or something other.
Yeah. So start small, start in the shower, ask yourself a question and answer out loud. How am I feeling today? Ask that out loud, pause, check in, and answer honestly. Oh, I'm feeling tired. You know, I'm feeling really good. Like, talk to yourself, literally have a conversation with yourself. Start in the shower, start in the car. Maybe when you're just like, you know, folding laundry or something, like just check in with yourself, be more intentional about how you're doing. Let's not operate like robots. That's one way. Start small. Second way is to join one of my groups, because in my groups, it is something that everyone practices, which is to talk to themselves out loud. I have a program coming out called Bold Voice. It's a 6-month voice training and self-expression program. It's for all my creators out there. But the point is, you got to do it in community. Community is very important. I wouldn't be where I am without my community. That's number 2. And the third thing is just be willing to try something new. Like, if you've journaled and you're not really a huge fan of that, or you tried all this other stuff, like, it's just another type of way of regulating ourselves. Be open to it.
So what happens when we begin to talk out loud, but we still find ourselves experiencing the same experience, the same energy that we don't want, over and over and over again? How do we adjust that self-talk to get out of that energy we're swimming in?
Well, just think about I always say, ask yourself what you're telling yourself about the situation, and how are you speaking to yourself about that situation? So that's the first step. The first step is to identify, well, how am I currently speaking to myself and talking to myself about this specific conundrum that I'm in, or a challenge that I'm facing? And if you're honest with yourself and you go through the exercises in my book, you'll see that maybe you're not being the kindest to yourself. And then you can ask yourself, how can I be 1% kinder to myself? How can I actually be a little bit more understanding? You'll see how you're treating yourself, and just ask yourself, would I talk like this to a friend?
Yeah, because we generally treat our friends better than we treat ourselves. In your book, you talk about this fascinating concept of emotional perfectionism. Talk to us about that, because so many people still today are trying to be so perfect because that was ingrained in us growing up. And perfectionism, in my opinion, doesn't exist. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so emotional perfectionism was a term coined by Dr. Annie Hickox, and she basically says that we place certain emotions as more acceptable of sharing out loud than others. So some people may be happy showing, they're safe, they feel comfortable showing happiness, they feel showing anger, but they're not comfortable showing vulnerability, they're not okay showing their sadness. So we have to allow ourselves to stop being so emotionally perfect and only allowing people and even ourselves to experience only certain parts of us, rather than allowing ourselves to be integrated and being able to sit with the fullness of our emotions, rather than label an emotion as good or bad. There's no such thing as a good or a bad emotion. It's literally what you're making it mean. If you're sad and you're like, ooh, I shouldn't cry, but why? Sadness just shows that something is touched inside of your body. And because of that, you have an emotion which is coming through in the form of tears. Why would you stop that? That is literally a natural function. It's happening. So instead of resisting it, we're allowing. That's all.
Okay, well, we can, but how do we get to that point of allowing? Because sometimes we just can't. It's like you want to, you have the urge, but then there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, or the ego saying, you can't do that. You can't be that.
That's when you have to talk back to that voice. That voice that's telling you, fine. Are you going to let that voice win? Or are you going to say back to it, no, we're going to surrender. We're going to trust a little bit more today. and we are going to let go. We are going to relax. Someone has to take charge. That's your bold voice. I call that your bold voice. Your bold voice is the voice of reason, the voice of God, the voice of intuition. So what if you have a voice that says, no, you're not. Well, then talk back to it and say, no, we're not having that attitude. That's not how it's going to go today, right? Someone has to be your inner authority, because we all have many of those voices, right? But there needs to be a voice, the authority voice. And the authority doesn't need to be strict and reprimanding, but it's like, who is guiding, which voice is guiding all the other voices inside of you? So think of, you need to have like a main voice, right? That's your quarterback. The rest of those voices are like team members on your team. And so there needs to be a guiding voice. And that's the voice that we need to start tapping into. And yes, you can allow, and you can relax, and you can surrender. And I refuse to believe that we are, that voices in our head are more powerful than our, you know, ability to discern and see the bigger picture at large.
Okay. So what if you're, you know, like a person like me, or I'll actually use me as an example. You know, I do the podcast, I work with people every day. I've always, always told you're blunt, you're straightforward, and da, 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 da. I don't care, but it seems to bother other people. Do I need to temper that, or should I just continue being me?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you cool with the way you deliver things?
Yeah, I am.
and you know that your heart is pure and that you're coming from a good place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't change a thing. Listen, when you're honest with yourself, like, are there times that I could say things in a kinder way, Monique? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think if you get that feedback, if anyone listening, they've also gotten similar feedback. I've definitely gotten that feedback, Monique. I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with myself and I'll be like, could I have said that with a little bit more tenderness? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I could have. And I'll go back to that person. But if I'm like, no, I knew where I was coming from. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean. Like, I make sure that my delivery of communication is clean, which means there's no agenda. There's no intent to hurt. There's no intent to make somebody feel jealous or mad. And so as long as you're honest with yourself, you're good.
And that's what I feel. And, you know, for those people who decide to share that information with me, I have two letters for them, and one is F and the other one is U. But anyway, but that's just me and how I'm coming across to it. Now, a lot of us have these toxic thoughts, and I call them the tape that is running in our head, and it can be from programming as a child or something that's happened to you in, you know, your adolescence or even adulthood that you just can't seem to let go. Can you walk us through some steps to let it, you know, to lessen it, even if we don't let it go, with the intent on letting it go at the end?
I think that that's a very intellectual question. And I think it doesn't need to be that hard. I think it's literally what feels better. Does it feel good to hold on and white knuckle grip your life? Or does it feel better to let go? And the idea of letting go might be really scary for some, because you don't have control and you don't know. But this is where I say that when we make plans, God laughs. We say we want one thing, but what God has in store for us is even bigger. So why would I try to compete?
Because we're programmed to compete.
Yeah, but if you know that you're programmed to compete, and if you have the awareness that you are programmed to compete, then you can then choose to not compete. You now have the awareness of it. Once you have the awareness of it, then you have to put it into action by actually being the kind of person who doesn't do that anymore. Okay. Having awareness of your behavior is not enough if you're not actually shifting to align with the person you want to become. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. What advice would you have to young mothers today in raising their children and talking to their children about being able to express themselves out loud? I encountered a woman over the weekend, and she has two young boys, and the boys, she says, are bad, and everybody else says they're bad too. And she can't seem to, you know, get her act together with the parenting. What advice would you have to a mother today for her children?
I would, first of all, stop calling your kid bad. That would be number one. Stop calling your child bad. There's no such thing as a bad child, just bad parents. Okay. And children are not born bad. And what I would say is to really get the tools and the help that you need to be a better communicator with your kids. Your kids are not your property. You may have given birth to them, but they are still little humans. And you have no right to talk to your children in that way. I don't care. You know, when people tell me that, like, it's okay to hit your kids, it's like, no, it's not. Do you want to get hit? And if you were hit as a child, you probably think that maybe it's either really okay, or you're like, no, that's not okay. But we don't get to treat our children like that just because they're our kids. You don't get to disrespect your children and you know, because they are vulnerable to you and they look up to you, you know? And so you have a responsibility to get the knowledge and education you need to be able to communicate with your child. We're not taught that. So learn how to do it instead of destroying another child's spirit.
Seems like these days, so many kids, you know, are having their spirit destroyed. I mean, the level of suicides, the level of children acting out, society in general is just, you know, we're at a very interesting point right now. Do you feel that if more people spoke out loud, that we could tip the energy back to saneness instead of the insanity that's going on overall?
Yes, I do. I just think we not only need to say it, but we also need to be kinder in it. It's not just about saying it out loud. It, like, please don't just say all things out loud. It's really about you saying what is the truth for you and make it about you. Don't make it about everyone else.
Okay. So could you walk us through a say it out loud exercise? Let's say someone, I'm taking this from your book, somebody's feeling lost, confused, or stuck, which a lot of people are today. How can they work through? Could you work us through an exercise that someone could do for that?
Yeah, you can go to the Express Your Emotions Out Loud and Express Your Emotions Out Loud and you can ask yourself what's going on. Actually, in the chapter Express Your Emotions, I give a couple of questions like, how am I feeling right now? What's going on? What's going on inside of me, you know, allowing yourself to really just figure, like, ask yourself what's going on with you and actually talk to yourself like the way you would with a friend.
Very nice. I love in chapter 10, where you say, choose yourself out loud. Talk to us about that, because so many people, they will put other people before them, or they don't even think about choosing themselves. They think self-care is selfish, and it's not, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it's not, because, you know, here's the thing. If we are not happy and we are not content and fulfilled, we will end up carrying a lot of resentment by just doing things for other people. I'm able to give at the capacity that I give because I give to myself first and foremost. So it's not selfish. It's actually a lot more selfish for you to say you don't have needs and then you don't take care of yourself and then you word vomit and you're irritable and you're mean to everyone around you. That's really selfish.
Okay. All right. So let's switch gears for a moment. When we go to your wonderful website, vasavikumar.com, what are we going to find there?
You're going to find all the ways that you can work with me. You're going to find my book. You're going to find my podcast. I have a program coming up, different ways to connect with me, my podcast, like I said, media interviews. So yeah.
Okay. So tell us about your podcast, because I'm quite sure folks would like to listen.
Yeah, it's called Say It Out Loud, and it's really all about helping you figure out how to say the things that you want to say in a way that feels most authentic. I bring a lot of guests on. There's a lot of storytelling. And right now what we're doing, we're pausing right now, but there's at least like 150 to 200 episodes to binge, listen to, and super proud of what I've created. So go ahead and listen, Say It Out Loud.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I am so glad that you created that medium for yourself and that so many people are listening in to you. What words of wisdom would you have for our audience today as we wrap up?
If you know that you've been wanting to change something and you're not satisfied with an area of your life, stop waiting, because this is it. This is your life. And yeah, it's time. Whatever you want to do, do it.
Okay. Hey, love it. It's time. Just go do it. Be like Nike and do it. And also get over it. Just let it go.
Yeah, it's not that deep. It's not that deep.
Okay. Well, Vasavi, thank you for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I know the audience appreciates it too. And everyone, please remember that the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of saying it out loud. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Agape.